Ooh, today's daily word transitions, and then this whole idea of for everything there is a season, and we turn and we turn and we turn from season to season. What season are we in right now? We're in this season called Reimagine Everything. And today, that season has us focusing on reimagining faith. I want to officially welcome you to the recommitment ceremony for divinity and humanity, for humanity and divinity who have had a very, 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 very long relationship that has gone through many seasons. And today, they have invited me, they have allowed me, they have given me the honor of sharing a little bit of their story with you. But first, they wanted me to thank you for being here, to thank you for accepting their invitation to recommit in their relationship, and they are imagining that you, as someone who has said yes to being here, may find some things to recommit to as well. So I want to share with you a little bit about their story with a little help from the music team. Yeah, because it's more than I can share with you by myself. And so I'm going to start with what Divinity shared with me. You know, Divinity said to me, from the moment Divinity met humanity, Divinity was smitten. Divinity was like, oh, wow, this amazing, fabulous human being. And Divinity knew within seconds that this was a relationship that was for eternity. And Divinity thought, I will do anything and everything that I can to make this relationship work. I will do anything and everything that I can in order for humanity to have the best life possible. Can you imagine Divinity knowing from the very first breath, this is love at first sight? And Divinity said to itself, I will always be there for humanity.
Sorry.
That was fast.
Wherever you go, wherever you may wander in your life, surely you know.
Very clear for Divinity. And then Humanity was sharing with me that the experience was at the very beginning also very clear. There was this clarity from the moment that humanity met divinity, that, ooh, yeah, this is my partner. This is me. This is my whole life with divinity. And as the relationship grew and continued and humanity went from one season to another season to another season, humanity had some questions and some doubts. And the relationship was always happening, but humanity was a little more fickle, you might say, right? There were times when humanity thought, Oh yeah, divinity's around, but I can do this. I am independent. I know what I'm doing. I have experience. Thank you very much. I am humanity. I have dominion. And so there would be times when humanity would really kind of back away. Or there were even times when humanity would turn its back on divinity. But the relationship never died. It just had ups and downs and ins and outs until humanity noticed something. That whenever there was a crisis, whenever humanity was experiencing deep fear or confusion, humanity would, as you might imagine, lean into the relationship with divinity. And humanity noticed that and thought about it, but still it was like, yeah, no, still I am independent. And that continued in and out, up and down, until one day, when humanity was just scrolling through Facebook and came across Shalan Harkin's latest poem. And humanity had, it wasn't the first time that humanity had read a Shalan Harkin poem, but this particular Shalan Harkin poem really caught humanity's attention. And the poem is Spice Things Up. You and God have been living in the same house and moving around each other silently for some time now. Communication has been poor. You both think the other is being distant and hard to reach. You're not even sharing a bed anymore. Darling, this is when it's time to get bold. Throw a rock through your front window and start hollering, "Something's got to change." She'll respond to this feistiness. Break all your bad vows and undo all the contracts with stiffness you never really intended to sign. You've been so perfunctory and uncreative with the great wild creator. Stop that. Clearly, it's time to spice things up. Shorten your skirt and tie-dye your Sunday best. Go get some lingerie for the divine and some for yourself, too. The wine bottles in the cellar of your heart are dusty. Shine them off. Uncork the flame of your desire and drink that. Wine might be too weak, though. God's no lightweight. Go deeper into the cellar of your chest and give her the hard stuff. The truth is, it only takes one gulp of soul, one reviving swig of truth, to rekindle the heat. Give God a bouquet of your verve. Try a new position with your prayer. Make whatever adjustments you need to rediscover the sweet, sweet warmth of each other. And that did it. When humanity read and reread that poem, spiced things up, humanity said, "Oh, what have I been doing? I right now fully commit to this relationship, and I know that it is time for me to give this relationship everything that I have within me so that it can be the best it can be." That brings us to today, this time where humanity and divinity are ready to recommit to these vows of a relationship that lasts for all eternity. Each one of us present for this recommitment today are equal parts of humanity and divinity, equal parts. And need both in order to be our best selves. And so, humanity and divinity have invited you to be here today and to share in these vows. These vows that are so sacred, that are so special, that are so perfect. So I invite you to repeat after me, and the vows are in front of me where I can read them. They are on the slide where you can read them, and if you are here in the room, they are also on the back of your program. Let's start with divinity. Repeat after me. I, divinity, promise to give myself fully to humanity. I commit to love unconditionally. I pledge to share all I have without limit for all eternity. I vow to be humanity's best friend and biggest fan. I will always be here for humanity. Take a breath. Now, humanity's vows. I, humanity, vow to confide in and seek counsel from divinity daily. I promise to trust divinity with my deepest desires and my darkest fears. I commit to include divinity in every part of my life and to always remember divinity and I are one. Take a breath, let it sink in. Divinity, if you now take humanity as your partner for all eternity, please say, I do.
I do.
And humanity, if you now take divinity as your partner for all eternity, please say, I do. Having shared these vows, by the power invested in me, I recognize this relationship between divinity and humanity as sacred and holy and eternally blessed. Divinity loves humanity, and humanity loves divinity. This is and shall ever be an eternal and everlasting love. So I want to seal this commitment and invite you to simply repeat after me these sacred words. Amen. Ashe, aho, abracadabra, amin, amitabha, and so it is, amen. Now, divinity and humanity have asked me to, number one, thank each one of you again for being here today. And they are deeply grateful for all the amazing food you have brought to share at the reception following the ceremony. But before we end this ceremony and retire to the reception, there are a few things that I want to share. I'm going to take a minute and reflect on what this really, really means, right? So today's commitment ceremony, what I hope is that it reminds you of the fact that you and Source are one, that the source of all life is your source, and there is absolutely nothing that you can do to separate yourself from this source. And it doesn't want to be separated from you in any way. And so this is a time for us to remember that when we say we have faith, we are not saying or claiming that we have a faith in something that is outside of us. Because there's nothing outside of each one of us, individually and all of us collectively. So when we redefine faith, recognizing, remembering, and honoring the union between divinity and humanity, then we are able to navigate everything from the softest center of our heart. Shalan Harkin, you can evict God. You can choose to evict God from his snooty sky nest at any time and rehome him in the cozy burrow of your chest. You can choose to open to the great she-God and experience the mother in every pore. You can choose to disarm God of all his weapons, take away his hardest sticks of judgment and conditionality, and finally just breathe love. You can choose to relieve stern perfectionist God from his duties that have been serving no one and go with a new boss, or better yet, new friend, who has the qualities on his resume you might actually want. Authentic, close, open, humorous, so sweet. You can let go of absent and know that God desires you too. And all of this great change begins whenever you're brave enough to choose it, right in the softest center of your own heart. So evict God from that place where you may have distanced yourself, and bring God right here in the softest center of your heart. Let's anchor this together in prayer. I am one with God. Breathe it in. Breathe it in more, deeper. I am one with God. God is one with me. There is no separation. Never has been, never can be. I secure divinity in the softest center of my heart. My humanity and my divinity are never apart. Divinity loves humanity. Humanity loves divinity. This is and shall ever be an everlasting love. One more time, breathing in. And by whatever language resonates with you, the sounds, the feelings, the colors, the language of babies, clearly knowing the truth, I am one with God. God is one with me. There is no separation, never has been, never can be. I secure divinity in the softest center of my heart. My humanity and my divinity can never be torn apart. Divinity loves humanity. Humanity loves divinity. This is and shall ever be an everlasting love. Thank you. everlasting love. It is your truth. It is my truth. It is the truth of all of life. Bringing that back with you into the room. Breathing deeply. Divinity loves humanity. Humanity loves divinity. And we do this dance to create an everlasting love in the softest center of our hearts. And so it is.